Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and as we put the wraps on Christmas for this year, I'm going to play one more holiday tune. I usually hold this over as not to be considered a Grinch, but let's listen to Miles Davis and Gil Evans and a very hip Blue Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a white one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas, all the paper tinsel and the folly raw. Blue Xmas, people trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call folly raw, bitter gall. Folly raw. And 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive and oh to give and ah to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me
thank you.
Kenny Garrett from the album Sounds of the Ancestors, one of the great releases from 2021. We're going to feature 2021 releases for the balance of the show. As I said, we started out with Kenny Garrett. Name of that track is Hargrove from the album Sounds from the Ancestors, featuring Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Corcoran Holt on bass, Ronald Bruner Jr. on drums, Rudy Bird on percussion, Vernell Brown on piano, and Maurice Brown on trumpet. And we started out that set with Miles Davis and Gil Evans, and that was Blue Xmas, and that about sums up Christmas for me, as far as I'm concerned. Glad to get it past us this year. And speaking of this year, as I mentioned, we are going to feature albums from 2021 for the balance of this show and maybe into the next episode of In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. So we're going to continue on with another one of my favorite releases. This from Andrew Renfro. It's his premier album. The name of it is Run in the Storm, a very unique sound from this young guitarist. Let's listen to Gotham.
Thank you.
Emmett Cohn and his trio from the album Future Stride, certainly one of my favorites from 2021. This has Emmett Cohn on piano, Kyle Poole on drums, and Russell Hall on bass, and that is the trio that streams every Monday, YouTube and Facebook. And something, if you have not seen this, you must check that out Monday nights, although you can view it throughout the week as well. They've been doing this throughout the pandemic, well over a year now, and it is just cooking. It is an amazing thing to hear, and you heard a taste of it there from the album Future Stride. We heard the track Dardanella. Before that, we heard from Andrew Renfro from his first album, full-length album, Run in the Storm. And that one features Marquis Hill on trumpet, Braxton Cook on saxophone, Tabor Gable on piano, Rick Rosato on bass, and Curtis Noasad on drums. Continuing on for some of my favorite releases for 2021, one that belongs on everyone's best of list, as far as I'm concerned, is Greg Abate's Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron. And this also features Kenny Barron on piano as well. And it's a double album of all Kenny Barron originals, as interpreted by Greg Abate and his ensemble. We're going to hear a couple tracks from this one, starting with Cook's Bay. Thank you. one of my favorite compositions by Kenny Barron. That is Voyage. And we heard two tracks from Greg Abate's 2021 release entitled Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron. And this album features the quartet of Greg Abate on a multitude of reed instruments, saxes and flute, along with Kenny Barron on piano, Dezron Douglas on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. And we heard two tracks. The last one you heard, Voyage, and before that we heard Cook's Bay. And that gets my nomination for the best album of 2021. Next up, a young trumpeter. His name is John Hasselbeck III. He released his first album, and it is a very mature release for someone just coming out of college. We're going to hear his album, Entrance. We're going to hear a track entitled Renee's Way. I assume this is for one of his teachers at University of Hartford, Renee McLean, son of Jackie McLean. Let's listen to John Hasselbeck III.
Thank you.
That's a fine guitarist out of the San Diego area. His name is Peter Sprigg. The name of his album, released late in the year, is Blue Kind of Miles, a spin on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. And he has reimagined some of Miles Davis's great compositions from that landmark album. And we heard his arrangement of Flamenco Sketches. Before that, we heard from John Hasselbeck III, his album Entrance. We heard Renee's Way. And we're coming towards the close of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to finish out this show with Pat Metheny. He released an album this year and is doing a tour of the United States and beyond. The name of the album is Side Eye New York City, and we're going to hear Zenith Blue. So that'll about do it for today's show. Thanks for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. We'll see you next week. Now let's hear Pat Metheny.